Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books. You three.
Radio on WJXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Husson. Listener supported, hands on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn. I'm from Haines Falls.
And she's 12 years old.
I'm Antonia. I'm from Hudson, and I'm 13.
I'm Delisa. I'm from East Durham, and I'm 9.
I'm Ingrid. I'm from Hudson, and I'm 13.
I'm Emily. I'm an adult, and I'm also from Hudson, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. And that I'm super excited that you're all here.
Yay!
We haven't seen Antonia and Ingrid in a long time.
Yeah,
the time almost slipped, but we were watching The Host, but then we came because it was time to come, and now we're here. And we have books to talk about.
Woo-hoo. Awesome.
It is awesome. It's really awesome. My book is green.
It is green.
But it's like light green, not like a dark, ugly green. But it's not like lime green. It's like it's like how my wall used to be. And that's obviously a very, very good comparison because you've all seen my wall before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's famous.
Yeah, totally.
The famous wall of Antonia.
Woo!
Very exciting. But anyways, I want to know a little bit about Antonia's time at writing camp. Because Antonia just went away for 2 weeks?
Yes, right? It was 2 weeks, and I was at writing camp at Emma Willard, where they taught us how to write, and there was lots of other humans there, and we did lots of other things besides writing, like go to Six Flags and go to Chinese restaurants and do karaoke and go bowling and a lot of stuff. And I totally mentioned Ingrid in one of my awesome writing pieces.
Woo!
Yeah. And it was very fun. And like on the first day we were there, I knew I was going to like it because they took us all to a bookstore and they were all like, we're going to buy you a book. And we could get any book in the whole entire store that we wanted. And there was no limitations at all. And it was fabulous. So then I bought a book. But they brought me a book.
What book did you get?
I got Lullabies for Little Criminals by Heather O'Neill. Yes. And I wrote a review on it, too.
Ooh.
It could go on the blog, but it's a very short review.
They're allowed.
Yes.
For those that aren't in the studio, too, this Lullabies for Little Criminals book is also the green book.
It is also
that
the
was the subject
book.
Of conversation before.
Yes, yes, and it's a very good book. And how I acquired this book and what made me choose it was because I asked the guy in the bookstore, who was a very cool guy in a bookstore. He was a very bookstore-ish guy. He had a big beard and he was all old and he was all like, yeah, I work in a bookstore. And I said, in what section do you keep books, the type of books like Clockwork Orange and whatnot? Because I really quite enjoyed that book. And he said, oh, well, we're currently out of stock of that book, but if you like that book, you might like this book. And then, so then I became familiar with this book and I read it, and I am currently like 20 pages from the end, so I haven't finished it, but it's been very good. Yes.
What's it about?
It's about a lovely young girl whose name is Baby. Yes, her name's Baby. She's 12 and she turns 13 halfway through the book, and she's growing up in Montreal, and her parents had her at 15, and her mother died at 16, and so she's living with her father, who isn't always really there, and she has many experiences and does many things that are entertaining for young girls growing up in Montreal. Yes, it was lovely.
Can you tell us about these amazingly interesting things that you do in Montreal?
Yes. When you are, you know, baby and you're growing up in Montreal, you get to go out and walk around and make some lovely friends. And occasionally you'll end up in a foster home and make some lovely friends in the foster home. Then sometimes you'll go to a correctional facility where you will make some lovely friends there too, but you might not really like them that much. And then sometimes you'll go to school, and you might go to the school for special kids, but if you do well enough, they might move you up to the school for for lovely, normal kids. And then if you go there, you might make a lovely friend named Xavier, who's very small and wimpy. But you might like him a lot, and you might hang out with him a lot and do things like collect rocks by the river. It's very lovely.
It sounds simply lovely.
Yeah. Lovetastic.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
I'm secretly Casey from Skins. Cassie.
Cassie.
Cassie. But you're
and
just
I'm secretly Effie.
Shh. Nobody here knows what we're talking about.
Awesome. I suppose. Well, thanks for sharing that book. Why don't we move on to Delisa's book, since it's in the studio. It is a blue book.
It's blue!
So we have a green book and a blue book.
A very pretty blue book.
Yep, it's very close to my favorite color of blue.
But it's missing its jacket, so it maybe isn't blue with the jacket on. Oh. But who is really?
Yeah.
So, Delisa, what's the book that you brought today?
My book is called The Candy Makers by Wendy Mass, and it's about these four kids who are in a competition for making candy and at a candy factory, and they're there are four parts of the book, and they're each like narrated by one of the characters.
Mm-hmm. Who's trying to make the best candy?
All of them.
And it's talking about their candy.
So, do the kids work in the factory normally, or is it like a special competition?
Well, one of the kids, he's the son of the candy maker, and the other kids are just regular sort of kids. Not really.
What kind of candy do they make? Like, is there one that you would most want to eat?
I think they're all sound good.
Yeah. None of them sound really gross.
Well, in the beginning, one of them did because it was like all green and gooey.
Yeah. Are you like rooting for one of the characters?
Not really, but well, in the beginning, I didn't really like one of the characters, but then as you get to know him, like, I started to like him better.
It's good when there can be a nice character development in which you start to like the character, because, you know, that's sometimes how things work in real life. But then again, first impressions are also very important, but it's very good if you can like this character. Does this character have a name?
Yes.
And the studio fills with laughter.
Like the sound of birds chirping.
I don't know what's happening. But anyways, so with the candy makers, is this something you read recently? Or something you read a long time ago? And more importantly, did you like it?
I read it for the third time recently.
Wow. So I guess I hope you liked it if you read it three times.
I love it.
Cool. Have you ever read the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory books?
Yes.
Does it remind you of that at all? When I hear about kids working in a candy factory, made me think of that. It's not like it at all.
Yeah, is it? No. Is it Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, I never.
Or Charlie?
I think it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Chocolate.
And the movie is Willy Wonka's and the Chocolate
Willy Wonka
Factory.
And the Chocolate.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They had to confuse things.
Confusing.
You know, I have the candy makers because somebody gave it to me for my birthday,
and it's sitting there on my shelf, and it's like, read me. And I'm like, but I have other things to read. And it's like, please. And it's very, yes.
Yes.
Well, Delisa probably thinks she should read it since she's read it 3 times. It's about time you read it once, you know.
It is.
It's only fair.
Actually, it's quite the same situation as Ingrid.
None of us know why she's laughing at random intervals. But
Antonia hasn't been here in a while. It's very exciting for us all.
It's extremely exciting.
But Ingrid is back, and she had a book she wanted to talk about, too. So, Ingrid, tell us about one of your many books that you've been reading.
One of the books I've been reading is called The Chaos of Her Stars, and it's about a girl named Isadora, and she grows up with her mother, who is Isis, an Egyptian goddess, and Osiris, another Egyptian god, not goddess. And she grows up for a long time thinking that she's also immortal and that she'll live forever with her parents, but one day her cat dies, and they kind of cremate him in a way that... And then they say that, oh, he'll be your guide to the underworld, to the second world. And she realizes that she's not going to be with her parents forever. And that she thinks that they were just using her for worship. And basically then it skips to when she's 16 and her mother is having a baby ahead of schedule. Usually she has a baby every 20 years, but she's only 16. So yeah, so she goes to live with her her brother, Cirrus. And she meets a boy, of course, and there's, like, hints throughout the book about the boy, and you just, like, I know right away I knew what was up with the boy and why he understood her so well, but yeah, it was really cute, and it was, like, I couldn't stop thinking about it after I read it.
So did you know what was up with the boy just because you had a hunch, or does it have to do with mythology? Because I know you know a lot about mythology.
Yeah, like the way he talked about his family. It's just like, I know who your parents are. And then right away they mentioned he was something, and I don't want to ruin it.
And this is an advanced reader's copy. So the book doesn't come out until September.
I'm sorry.
So if you're listening out there and you're like, ooh, that sounds really good, I want to get it right now. You have to wait a little bit, but not too long, because it is almost September.
Sorry,
shockingly.
Guys.
Mm-hmm. So you could probably do, you know.
And Emily picked this book out for me because she knows me so well.
How does it compare to other books on about mythology that you read?
It's definitely a lot different from, like, Percy Jackson. Like, it really challenges the way you thought of things. Like, in Percy Jackson, if your two parents were gods, you would be a god, and if one parent was a god, you'd be a demigod, but she's neither. She's just a girl whose both parents are gods, and she's immortal. And there's no things coming after her trying to kill her, really. Well, kind of, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She doesn't have that sword thing in Percy Jackson.
No.
Where you go, sword and sword.
Yeah. She gets a bracelet that's kind of like that, but not really. It's from him.
Ah.
Of course.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a great book. We want to move on to Quinn before we run out of time, but you know, Quinn had something she wanted to talk about as well.
Speak, Quinn, speak.
Speak.
It's going to be a short review because I'm only 33 pages in, but it's the one book of the Battle of the Books that absolutely nobody wants to read because it's based on baseball. It's called The Brooklyn Nine by Alan Kratz, or something like that. And so there's this boy in the 1800s in New York City, and he just came over from Germany, and he kind of speaks English just enough so he can understand. If you have like an accent, then you can't understand. He can't really understand you. But he was smuggled here. Well, he was a stowaway and is making money running parcels back and forth in his neighborhood.
to bring his family. And he'd bring his family over so they can pay to come over and not be stowaways. And then there's this huge fire. And he is very heroic and saves lives and stuff. But then he wakes up in the hospital and his legs will never be the same again. And so he cannot play baseball and he cannot make any money for his family. And the money he saved up so far was used to get him hospital treatment. So he doesn't have any money left. And they have to move to Brooklyn with another family because they don't have any money anymore. They spent it all on his hospital treatment. And so it wasn't what I expected. Mm-hmm. You don't expect that when you see a baseball book.
It's interesting. I haven't read this book yet, but my understanding mm-hmm. is that there's 9 stories that kind of span different time periods. Mm-hmm. Have you made it to the second story yet?
No, I haven't. Okay. I'm still in the first one.
I'm curious if they're like connected, like if it's family lines or if they're just totally random people.
Yeah. And as they go, they're all about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And people in different times. And then I think, doesn't it come all the way up to here?
I think it comes fairly close to this time period. I don't remember when the book was published.
But, yeah. I don't know.
I like the concept of a 9-inning, like 9 innings and 9 stories.
Yeah.
But I also am not super interested in baseball. Yeah. So I understand why.
Well,
there was some hesitancy. Although I do like historical fiction, and it sounds like there's...
Yeah, it's some a... of that. I really like it so far. All the stuff about baseball is totally going over my head. But it's not as much as you'd think. It's just kind of based around baseball, and there's not a lot of baseball. But there is baseball. Just not as much baseball as you think. Like, the whole book isn't based on...
baseball.
No, wait, it is based on baseball. It's just the whole book isn't on a baseball field. I did it. I completed that sentence.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Well, we have a little time left. Does anyone want to talk about something they're currently reading? Or... something exciting going on these last couple weeks of summer?
Oh, no.
Oh, I want to wish a happy 3rd anniversary to Oblong Books' Hudson Valley Young Adult Society.
Yay!
I went to their little... Yay. They had a little anniversary party yesterday. It was very fun. They had several authors there.
Is that where you saw Michael Northrop?
Yes, I ran into our old friend Michael Northrop, who we know from the Hudson Children's Book Festival.
He Trapped.
Comes basically every year for that. And there were some other authors that I've seen at those events, like Sarah Durer Lipman was there. Lynn Miller Lockman was there.
What did they write?
Lynn Miller Lockman's most recent book is called Rogue. She also wrote a book called Gringolandia. And I believe she has other books, too. Those are the two I'm familiar with. And then Sarah Dura Lipman's most recent was called Want to Go Private. I think that's what it was called. And I believe somebody talked about that on the show once. That sounds very good. Hooray, hooray. Mm-hmm. It was very fun. There were lots of cupcakes.
Cupcakes!
Cupcakes!
I had sparkle cupcakes. They were sparkling.
And you could eat the sparkles?
Yes. It was magical.
Whoa. I saw a little girl buying a cupcake book and eating a cupcake. At the same time.
That's adorable.
Great, great. So what else? What else have you all been up to that's exciting?
I just got back from camp and I have no clothes to wear because they're all in the wash.
What kind of camp did you go to?
Latvian camp, which if you don't know is a nationality, which I am. Yay!
Where's Latvian camp?
It's up in Elka Park in the Catskill Mountains.
What does one do at Latvian camp?
We do folk dance, singing in Latvian, we learn the language, and then we just play sports and have fun. We have this little adventure every year that we go on, and this year it was Peter Pan, and we had to save Wendy. And then we have a game called War in the Woods, where we run around the woods trying to escape from the counselors. It's quite entertaining.
Sounds so. Mm-hmm.
The only problem is there are no internet. And as any people in you, as you people in this room know, I need my internet.
My iPod only works when it's directly over a router. Sometimes it won't even work when it's directly over a router, but I only get Wi-Fi when I'm like
You have to be very close.
I have to be, yeah.
Or directly over?
Well, sometimes I could, like, sit it on top of the router and it still wouldn't get any Wi-Fi. Oh, no. But other times I can go all the way to, like, 15 feet away before it's like, no, there's no Wi-Fi here.
Mm-hmm. Guess what you should do if you have Wi-Fi right now or when you're at your house? Mm-hmm. You should go onto the Wi-Fi and go onto whatever searching thing you use, and you should look up wearebound by books.wordpress.com.
You don't even have to use a searching thing. You could just type it right in.
You could, and it would be so cool. And then you could read, like, all these awesome reviews that we wrote, and maybe even my review on the book that I talked about today if I end up posting it, or if I don't, maybe not. And you can also hear archived shows that you missed later before. And you can have lots of fun and be awesome. And then you can be like, wow, that was really cool. And then you can email us at wearebound by books@gmail.com, and you could be like, hey, what's up, guys? And we'll be like,
read this book because it's awesome, and I want to hear it on the show because it's awesome.
And I will gladly read that book.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally.
That's a promise from Ingrid.
Yes.
Spam me with lots of books, and then I won't have to go to school.
No, I probably still have to go to school, which is sad.
But I'm homeschooled, so I could just sit with my pile of books.
Many, many books, children!
But we actually do have some books.
Hmm?
That what? People sent us.
Really?
Well, not like... But in the authors have sent us stuff. Sent us requests that we read their book.
True, true. Very cool. Exciting.
It's very exciting. I got so excited.
Awesome. Well, we're running low on time, so we're going to say goodbye for this week. But we hope you all have a good week. And we'll be back here next Monday and every Monday after that from 3:30 to 4
p.m. Not in the morning.
Talking about
books.
Woo, woo, woo.
Books. Have a nice life, humans.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.